Snow was still on the ground a few weeks ago in this Niagara County fruit orchard, but the trees are still bare.
Right now we're pruning.
Yeah.
It's just kind of shaping up the trees for the springtime.
It will be 5 or 6 months before the apples in this section appear.
Mainly Red Delicious?
Jim Bittner is co-owner of Bittner Singer Orchards. The property is enormous.
These rows are almost a half a mile long, all the way to the beach, right to the edge of the cliff of Lake Ontario.
Try to imagine next fall, 450 acres in all of apples and peaches, sweet cherries and apricots and Japanese plums. It's hard work and a big business. So if you want to try farming,
people have to have a sharp pencil and a strong back.
Jim was raised on a family farm.
I liked working outside.
Now Jim's three children work on Jim and wife Margot's farm.
I've been helping on the farm since I was old enough to walk.
Son Kevin has a horticulture degree from Cornell University.
You know, we just try to produce as much as we can, as efficiently as we can, and as environmentally consciously as we can to try and feed everybody.
To do that here, they need seasonal workers.
50% of our total cost is labor.
And most of the seasonal workers come from Mexico.
We have no idea what's going to happen in Washington, D.C.
How will laws affecting work visas change?
There's a proposal not to let people wire money home. Our workers from Mexico, every week, they send money back to the family. There's people, you know, in federal government that want to stop that. There's going to come a point where these workers aren't going to want to come back.
In Jim Bittner's orchards this morning, local horticulture student Nate Buckley pays a visit to watch and to learn.
Kevin, he's been really generous with his time and his knowledge, and it's been really helpful to pick his brain because he's been doing it for so long, and I really like being outside.
Jim says local residents are willing to do pruning and tractor driving.
We just can't find them that are willing to pick fruit.
It's hard work. Farmers here are turning to mechanization, making fruit harvesting easier.
So you don't have to carry a 45-pound bag of apples.
To attract local workers.
You'd be on a platform, and a platform moves through the orchard.
Student David Schuster of Kenmore works on pruning.
I've always wanted to end up in agriculture of some type or another, not knowing exactly where I want to end up, but this is a good big step in the real direction.
It gets you enthused about the future of agriculture.
Jim Bittner is thrilled to see a new generation interested in what has been his life's work.
That there's these people that really want to do it.
As for Nate Buckley and his future,
you want to stay in this area?
Yeah. I'm rooted here in Western New York.
It's great to see. I'm just doing it on a little larger scale, that's all.
With a sharp pencil and a strong back. In Appleton, New York, Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.